Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. Welcome back.
Welcome back. What's up?
I was just listening to our old podcasts, plural, with Faith.
Oh, wow. I did that not too long ago, and
I'm dying at how young we sound. I sound like Sheena season one. I'm like, hi, okay, well, great.
I actually can't listen to it because...
Oh, it was so hard.
Like, I was like, like, we just didn't, we were very fresh, very new, and
I'm like, shut up, let her talk.
I know. And it's unfortunate because we were so new, like, with, like, our questions and, yeah, and how we were trying to fill, like, the awkward silence or, like, conversate with her, not knowing how it sounds on a podcast, you know?
But we were pulling the Michaela with the 20 questions to avoid awkward silence.
Yes.
Yeah.
I catch myself doing that now with people, and I'm like, just stop, you know?
I was skipping, you know, I had the 15 seconds to, like, I was searching for something. I'll tell you what in a second. But every time I was skipping 15 seconds, it was still me. And I'm like, shut up. Oh, my God. Let someone else. It was horrifying. Oh, and then our sound, I mean, it's actually you and I found so great, but because we had such a bad connection.
Well, we didn't know how to do it then, you know, yeah. Like there is so like all of our old interviews are like that because quite honestly, like it wasn't done before. Like I know some people like had major help then and would like, were able to do it, but it was a kind of a new concept.
I think by the time we did like Charlie and Danica and Sheena, we got it down.
Yeah.
But like,
it's still not great, but it's better.
Jeremy, we insisted on in person, and then yeah, the Faith and the Aaron, Brittany's boyfriend. We do. It's not the greatest sound quality.
It's kind of like if you were like talking to them, and the person was holding up a phone to record the sound. Like even in person, you know, if you were like just like you put your phone on the table, it's like that. It's like oh, but people don't care. They just want to hear what was happening. But now we would do a better job.
That's how I do the one on Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
Special. But anyways, why I was listening, because, well, as I said, I heard from her recently, but I didn't check my DMs for like a week. But I was, because of the article, so I was reading the lawsuit that she came out with this week. So I was reading about it. You know, it's bringing up the Lala held a knife to her. And I know we talked about that. I just couldn't remember if we talked about that off the record or on the podcast. So I was going back to listen because I knew we knew about that. We heard that a long time ago, but I just couldn't remember if we recorded that or, you know, if it was something she just told us. But now it's on the public, so we can talk about it. But
it wasn't on the podcast?
Well, I finished the one in 2020, and that was more about, you know, the racial incidences. And then I'm now on the 2018 one, which is more about, like, the cheating. So I'm halfway through that one. So I will let you know.
Okay.
But anyways, I mean, yeah, we could always re-release those in Patreon. I mean, they're good to listen to. They're still very interesting in, you know, what she was thinking at the time and – and whatnot, but yeah, we'll see how things.
I feel like with a lot of our interviews that we did that were, you know, going deeper on a subject, you know, with the cast was very interesting because once you hear from the person that, you know, maybe the majority is really going hard against, when you hear their side and when you hear how they speak, it's like very. It's actually like very enlightening to hear their side of the story, and then you can make up your own mind. But I loved all of our interviews like that because it's like after you listen to that, you're like, okay, like it's cool to get the other side of the story.
Oh yeah, totally. Especially, you know, that first initial one, everyone had just painted, you know, when she told like what really happened, that's why I get so frustrated when, you know, the famous thing people love to say is like, they, you know, had sex and the lady was 2 inches away. It's like, I know it was still not an ideal situation, but that is not true. They were not 2 inches away from the lady. They were in a whole other room. So, I mean, it does make a little bit of a difference. You know, it's just, but people, it's more a fun story or salacious to tell it that way. Instead of
that, I mean, like, to me, like, that was like the least of the problems with Faith. It was like the Lisa did her so dirty, the way she talked about her and continued to talk about her. And I feel like bringing that up, we should do a reel on that, because I feel like history is almost repeating itself again, because it's very similar to how she's painted Raquel, Rachel.
Well, it makes sense. They have the same attorney.
And it's, you know, the same thing is now happening to Rachel, where the whole season is based off of her, but she's not on it. Which happened to Faith too.
Faith got $5,000 and she's still in headlines. People are still talking about her. And I know I see a lot of you saying, go away. You had your time. It's like, it's not about that. It's like, she never had her time, because everyone just, even in the time she was supposed to have her time. It's like, yes, after the, you know, awakenings of 2020 and everything, sure, that helped. And like, she got more positivity than she did in 2018. But people are fickle. It's like, oh, okay, well, that was last month's news. You know what I mean? Like, it just gets swept away again. So
it does seem like
nothing's ever resolved.
It seems like there's a fresh revival of people being reminded about Lala right now. It seems like she's very much catching some heat right now. There's, you know, a couple of reels that have been put out and things like that. Just, again, like, it's, you know, just things that have happened in the past, people are just bringing them up. So,
yeah, that Coco Makoka reel was a lot of work involved there. So, props.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Rachel, she released a 19-minute podcast this week, basically apologizing for, it was Joe that actually did the post of the best and worst dressed at the iHeart Radio Awards that Raquel attended, as well as Dana and Katie, and Joe made this thing and circled Dana as Katie is the worst dress and Rachel as the best dress. Anyways, I guess, so Rachel was taking some responsibility for that, saying it was like two friends who were kind of trauma bonded over the same group of people that they felt tormented by. And it was catty and juvenile, and she's not blaming Joe. She said that, you know, she encouraged her as well. And then she realized after that was probably an immature, catty thing to do, mean girl thing to do. And she's apologizing. And she said she also sent a personal apology to Katie and Dana, saying she shouldn't have done that. She's sorry. And she says the messages were delivered, so she doesn't think she's blocked, but she didn't hear back, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, do you think she like sent it and then saw a whole bunch of negative comments? Or do you think like a publicist stepped in and said, ooh, this wasn't a good look, you should like,
I don't know, because I almost, it's hard because I think she possibly brought more attention to it by apologizing and like podcasting on it. But because after that, I saw more comments after she brought it up than before. And, before I felt like people were like, oh, look what Joe did. You know, like they didn't associate it with Raquel, Rachel. So mm-hmm. I think she really, maybe she pulled the focus away from, maybe Joe was catching heat or something. I don't know. But now I see comments and people are like, looks like therapy is really working for her. You know, it's like, it really set her back a little. So, but I mean, I guess she noticed, she took accountability and, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I would have done that, though. I probably would have not said sorry.
Yeah, because she wasn't the one that posted it. So yeah. It's kind of like, nobody knew you
were
that,
that's what I, yeah, really, like, it brought attention to it again. You know, it was like, okay, we're going to talk about it again. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. couple little things. There was the thing of Jax liking a comment when someone wrote, "You should have married Stassi," and he liked it.
Oh, yes.
And then now he's unliked it, which makes it even worse.
Oh.
You should just double down and be like, "So what? I thought it was funny. Ha ha." But to unlike it then makes you look guilty.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And like, if I didn't know, I mean, I don't think it's not like it's rare that I know this about Jax. I think every person on social media does know, but that's really how Jax is. He truly goes rogue and starts liking things. And like, does he not realize we can like kind of track that? And he'll make comments or he'll comment on things and then block you right after. Like, it's very much his style. Like, you can't really make an argument and go, "That's not like Jax. Someone else probably grabbed his phone or something." It's like, nope, that's really Jax. That's him.
I think he's going to be on Watch What Happens Live next week, because he said on his podcast in a couple weeks. So tomorrow's Sheena, so next week would be a couple weeks. And also, he posted that he's doing some club appearance with the Toms in Montreal on the 18th and 19th. So I'm like, there's no way. Like, he's probably doing the club thing because he's going to be out on the East Coast for...
I have a really bad feeling, like, just like... It's a bad stomach ache feeling about the Toms and Jax. Something's coming with them, and I don't want to see it.
A spinoff?
Yeah, something's up. I just
like three men and a baby, and they're gonna have like Cruz, like when it's his daddy weekend, and like the Toms are gonna be like, "Is this how you hold them?"
Yeah, or they're like, "Hey, let's go to the beach." And then like the Toms, yeah, they're like holding all the gear, and Jax is like, this is a long walk, you know, like just going off. Yeah. With all the baby gear, you know, and they'll think it's funny, and they'll be like, "You know what we used to do?" And then they'll do a flashback to them like doing shrooms.
Speaking of that, Michelle Lolly did an AMA. Someone said, "Do you think you'll ever get back together with Jesse?"
I saw that.
And she said zero. She's like, "Nope."
Nope.
And the same with the, "Are you and Christian friends?" Nope. Nope. That's pretty crazy. So they're not just separated. They're getting a divorce. I mean, I don't blame her.
And
makes me like her more.
And it just shows that this show is going balls to the wall. Like, they annihilated like two marriages in the first season.
Yeah.
That, I mean, damn. They are very committed. Jeez.
Yep. Did you see Heather posted some pictures from Woof, my Lake Tahoe restaurant?
Yes, yes.
I thought it did look pretty cheesy.
Well, I like, whoever is managing Lisa Vanderpump's social media is like cracking me up, because they'll like once in a while like have her like promoting Wolf, and she's doing like these, you know, she's like riding on a cart in a boomerang, or it's like very like she's trying to be with it, but it's like a little off. It's just funny. And it's probably like the person probably has good ideas, but Lisa just does things in this way that is just so it's just off a little bit.
I have a lot to say about everything that's off a little bit on our Vanderpump Villa recap, which is coming up next. But yeah, no, the pictures, what I laughed about was the mural of herself.
Oh my gosh. Like
100 feet tall and 50 feet wide. And it's just herself. It's not her and Ken. It's just herself. I'm like, you really do love yourself. Good for you.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny. I still want to go, though.
Me too.
Do you want to talk about, well, some of the poll results, but also, did you see James was added to Stagecoach?
Yes, I did.
That's a little odd. I'm like, what's he going to, like, do some Luke Bryan mashups or something?
I mean, that's pretty crazy. Like, that's huge. Huge. Yeah, but
like literally like 1 or 2 years ago when Casey Musgraves won, he was all mad. He's like, "Who? I don't even know that who that is, like some just newbie." And I'm like, you were still taking your steps at Tiffany. Casey's been around forever. So shut your mouth, sir.
Yeah.
So now he's going to do country. Okay. But good for him for getting the gig, because that's the same. He's getting closer to his dream of Coachella.
Yep.
I mean, he kind of has done Coachella, but just like not on the stage, right? He's done like promo booths type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been a part of the weekend, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, he got, he won the best dressed landslide poll by a landslide.
I was literally looking for your polls and I missed it. So you're going to have to like, you have to tell me them.
You missed all of them?
Yes. I did not like, I always screenshot them so I can like talk. I kept on like looking cause I was excited to see what you were going to do.
I put a lot of thought into the song choices.
Oh, your song choices are always very good.
They're tied to the, you guys got to pay attention. Yeah, they're tied to the question and the content.
I mean that in itself, like the song always does match.
Okay. I have to tell you this story cause it's funny. There was one, the one that you requested, I saved that one for the end, and I gave you a shout-out saying, Holly, here's the question you wanted. Mainly because I wanted everyone to know you wanted to ask that question, not me.
Yeah.
But no. So because of our previous podcast, when you were looking for to see what I voted, but then you couldn't find me because we had so many voters.
Yes.
Well, we made poor Michaela paranoid that we're watching her votes and everybody's votes, and she voted for this. And I'm like, No. It would be virtually impossible to do that. Like, she goes, well, I did notice, you know, you guys couldn't even find your own vote. I'm like, no, there's thousands. No,
it's like super overwhelming. But it does show how people vote. I mainly look to see what the cast is voting because I think that's very telling.
It's a little easier because you can scroll really fast. If you see a blue check, you're like, oh, stop. Yeah,
that's what I was really talking about.
Yes, but we can't see what you guys are vote. Literally, if you voted within the first minute of the poll being up and then told me and I raced, I might be able to see, but it's just impossible.
No, it's thousands and thousands of people voted. Yeah, we can't. It's too much.
it was the question, the one that you wanted asked. She's like, it's neither, but I thought I had to choose one. So I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to know. And I'm not looking. I don't want to discourage people from voting thinking we're creeping on you because we're not. All right. So yeah,
Sarah's
so
not. I'm watching.
I can't even answer my DMs within a week from like a celebrity. And I am not checking poll questions. Okay. So I had the, you know, whose dress do you like best? And I really wanted to keep it. And I was going to say this in the question, but then it made it too long and I didn't want to be too preachy. But like, I wanted people to legitimately vote for the best dress or look.
Mm-hmm.
Not your favorite girl. Not that the, but I still think people voted for who they like best versus the dress best. But it was very split between, and the reason I know this is because Sheena got like 2%. And I do think Sheena's dress was beautiful. So I don't know. It was very pretty evenly split between Lala, Ariana, and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was like 38,
42. Okay.
And Lala might have just pulled slightly ahead on the 41 or 42. And then Sheena, like 2%. They don't, Instagram, they don't give you, because originally I had Joe and Allie in there too, but they didn't give you, you can only have 4 options.
Yeah, I know. That's a bummer.
Yeah. So it was those, basically who won that one was not Sheena. That's the answer. okay. Do you think Sandoval smells like sweaty gym clothes? Yes, no, sometimes swampy. 78% was yes, 14% swampy, 7% no.
Swampy is, I can't.
Do you think Schwartz will be a DILF? Yes, no, ew, or 50-50 chance? No, ew, one with 44%, and then the other two were split pretty evenly.
Huh.
Do you think Sheena invaded Katie's privacy? 81% said yes. Do you think, that's the same one. Did Sandoval invade Ariana and Anne's conversation privacy by eavesdropping? Or was it fair since he employs Anne and they were in his house? fair game or privacy invasion. It's pretty split.
Hmm.
Invasion won by 53% to 47% fair game.
Okay.
What is the max you would pay for a bottle of water? $5, $10, $25, $1,000. There's one person that voted for $1,000.
Who was it? Just kidding.
1%, 1,000, 3%, 25. I put 25 because, like, Spencer Pratt always talks about that $25.
Yes, I freaking want that.
And so I have to vote 25.
Yeah.
I would pay for that because I need to try.
Yeah, I would pay for it once, you know, like, just to try for sure.
Yeah, maybe twice. It's like when I used to buy the Penta water, and I'm like, it would be for special occasions, or I'd bring it camping when I'd know I'd need extra hydration because it was like $4 a bottle, but like for a small bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
10% or $10, 16%, and then 80% of people said they wouldn't spend more than $5.
Mm-hmm. Smart people.
Do you think Sandoval was being too much by running out to get ranch dressing from the pizza guy? 68% said, yes, he's trying too hard. 32%, no, he's just being a team player.
What song did you do for that one?
Oh. I don't remember.
God, I can't believe I missed it. I'm so upset.
You know, shoot, did I save my...
What day did you do it?
Thursday or Friday?
I can't believe it.
I did it Friday because I screenshotted at like 2 o'clock on Saturday. We were about to go to the beach. And I'm like, hold on, I got to screenshot my results.
I was probably like jacked that day. Darn.
So for the reunions, I didn't write them down. For the reunion, I did 260 for my... For the girls, I did She's Got the Look. She's Got the Look.
Oh, nice.
I'm just, some of them I wrote down the songs, but then I usually just do them on the fly.
And yeah. Because there's usually a theme you can tie to it for sure.
Yeah. Do you think Sandoval's neglect makes him an attempted dog murderer? 58% said no. 42% said yes.
I agree with the 58%.
Right. I do too. Do you think Katie should have a one night stand hookup with Schwartz? 59% said no. 41% said yes.
I'm going with the 41. See, I wanted to vote. Damn it. I'm so upset.
I've been hearing a lot of people, buzz about their little buzz. Like that. People felt a little energy there.
Well, yeah, there was. I felt it.
Hmm. Should Sandoval pay the $6,000 vet bill? Yes, no, or pay half?
I'm going to vote not pay it.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like he's been footing the bill for everything else, and...
Well, and is it her dog or is it their dog? So which way is it? If it's your dog, then you got to pay the bill.
Yeah, I feel like, unfortunately, like this, like it's a bummer, but I wouldn't, even if I hated him, I don't think I would ask for, I would be annoyed. I'd probably be like saying it like she is, but I would pay it.
So 46% said yes, 42% said pay half.
Okay.
And then 12% said no.
I guess the nice thing to do would be to offer half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should Brock and Sheena tell Summer Moon the truth about going to the beach or lie? Yes, she can handle the truth, or don't tell her. And then for the song on this one, it was not a song. It was a, you can't handle the truth.
Oh my God. Well, for this, I don't know how I would have voted, but like in my mind, I think it depends on like the kid that you have. Some kids, like if they hear what you're doing, they literally can't get it out of there. It's like when you tell them, like, guess what? We're going to Disneyland next week. And every day they're like, are we going to Disneyland today? Is it today? Is it? And it's like, why did I even say anything? That was my own stupid fault. So if she's like that, then I get why Sheena doesn't even want to mention it. Cause it's like, dude, just don't open that. Like, don't do it. But I don't know. I like Brock's idea of, like, you know, showing Summer that, like, they are going to have a special time together without her sometimes. But yeah. I don't, she's little. I don't know. You know, it's hard to say what is appropriate for her.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do people say?
57% said, yes, she can handle the truth.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Do you think Lala really uses the shake weight, or was it just for the cameras?
Just for the cameras. What's the vote?
72% said, no, it's all for the show. Someone in our, I don't know if it was in our Facebook group or Patreon, they're like, come on, who even has one of those anymore?
I was dying when I thought of you.
I do. And then I added, I also have a Thighmaster, and I also use both of them.
Yeah.
But Lala, I'm quite sure it's probably Lala's mom's, and she found it. And she'd be like, this will be funny for the show.
It was like the position she was in, and everything was ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
And Lala has like such like beautifully toned arms. Like that's like why I would purchase something like that off of an infomercial, because someone like Lala would be like, look at my arms. Like, this is all I do for 5 minutes a day, and look. And it's like, no, that's not all you do. Like,
they should sponsor her for real. She just did them a solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That song was shake, 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 shake your booty.
Yes.
Should Katie go to the singles event with Schwartz? Yes, make him jealous, or no, that's weird. 72% said no, that's weird.
Oh, I would have said yes.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah. I flipped. Okay. Brittany said she doesn't think Jax cheated on her during their marriage. What do you think? Yes or no?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have my boys back, and I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. So you and 84% of the people.
Yeah.
Do you think Sandoval has an... Oh, that song was Miss Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats, because... Oh. And then I queued it up where it starts, I'll take a Louisville Slugger, because Kentucky. You see, people, how much I think about
God,
it.
Look at that.
You better vote. I spent a lot of time on this.
Yeah, people would probably pay for those questions.
Yeah, Dave, give us a call.
Yeah, seriously.
Do you think Sandoval has... Oh, it's good I'm screenshotting these so we can add this to our arsenal. Well, kind of. Do you think Sandoval has an HR department?
No.
Yeah. 88% said
no. Some people said yes.
Yeah, 12% said yes. They're season oneers.
Yeah.
Should Lala pay James back for the $150 in pizza she had him order for her party?
Yes.
Yes, 82% said yes. It was her party.
Yeah.
Boo, boo, boo. Do you think Ariana is lazy?
I mean, when? Now or then?
That's a trick question.
Yeah, like now? No.
Right.
Then maybe.
Right. Do you think Ariana...
Wait. What did everyone say? Yes? Or I mean, no?
30% yes, 70% said no way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right, though. It probably should have been a two-part question.
Yeah.
Do you think Ariana should come back for season 12? The results on this are very interesting.
Well, okay, I say yes. What did everyone else say?
52% to 48%. 52 said yes.
It's ooh, like that's tight.
Like, half the people say no. Like, are you saying no because you want bigger and better things for her?
Because, yeah, she's outgrown it, or, like, is that in a positive way or a negative way? Interesting.
Because I see both things in the comments, so.
Yeah, huh, that's very interesting.
Okay, which show is giving you more, VPR or The Valley?
Ooh, that's really hard. I'm going to stick with Vanderpump Rules because I really want to see what happens. Like, I'm really looking forward to the reunion. And The Valley, I would vote for, but I'm just sticking OG. What did everybody else say?
I did that as well. It's our bread and butter. I'm like, you know yeah. what? You can't just be can't, the fair weather fan.
Yeah, we can't jump. Yeah, jump
I mean,
ship.
And I'm enjoying the season. So it's not like we're talking about a season 9 or anything. So, you know, I'm still in it to win it. But I am enjoying The Valley. But, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, The Valley's crushing it over VPR. But so it was 58% in favor of VPR, 42% The Valley. So pretty close.
Well, good for The Valley.
This is another surprising result.
Okay.
Do you think being a Republican probably means you're also racist? I'm a little concerned at the results. 40% said yes, probably means you're racist. And 60% said no, that's nuts.
I mean, yeah, I don't disagree with like the like how they presented that. It is very much what people think. It's kind of like a thing. So yeah, that doesn't surprise me that much.
I mean, I would have to say like at least half the people are, I mean, 30 or 40% of the people following our Instagram and taking these polls are Republican, don't you think? So they're calling themselves racist? Or do you think everyone on our Instagram is not Republican?
Or they're thinking other people are or something. I don't know. That's weird.
Interesting. What do you think twisted the story? Or who do you think twisted the story and implied Michelle might be racist? Kristen, Zach, Janet, Jasmine.
I'm going to have to go with Janet. Only because I felt like when she was speaking about it, she most clearly stated how they got to that ending assumption because of the bill they were talking about and how off they thought she was. So I'm going to say she kind of got that going.
Okay, I said Zach because based on his mannerisms and some of the footage we saw, like the black and white footage, and 47% also thought Zach, 40% thought Kristen, 9% Janet, 4%
Jasmine. Oh, wow. Yeah. Jeez, I'm really off.
Yes, you are. You're going to be getting a sternly worded DM from Janet. Just kidding. Hi, Janet.
Yeah. No, I think that people underestimate Janet for sure. That's what
I'm gonna
say.
Very smart.
Yeah, that like she, I think that she's able to like kind of lead the conversation. Like if we're talking about the person who stirred it, I think it could have been her.
Yeah, she does come off, and she is. I'm not saying she comes off as very nice and affable, and she is that. But yeah. She's also very smart. I've heard people say calculated. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I've heard that. She is. Like, I would say. Could likely be strategic and like think ahead of things scenarios, and she's very quick-witted, so I can see your theory.
Yeah.
I just think Zach gets messy.
Oh, totally.
I think Janet's more in control of getting messy. Like she,
what my take is, I think she leads him that way. Mm-hmm. Because she knows how to work Kristen too. If she knows how to work Kristen, I don't know. Hopefully that will show itself in the coming episodes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think Kristen is afraid of what Alex might tell Luke?
I mean, yes. Yes.
76% agreed with you.
Okay.
And do you buy new sex toys for a new relationship or reuse your old ones?
Please, what was the answer?
I'm going to send you the screenshot of this so you can see your special shout out. Oh, wow. What the fuck? One of the percentages is 69%. That's crazy.
That's hilarious.
69% said yes, buy new. 31% said reuse. And then I put in parentheses, after washing.
I mean, I guess that would be horrible if you were just like chucking them out after, recycle, reuse, right? I don't know.
That's
so funny.
I had a lot of questions for Julia this weekend on this question. I should have recorded the conversation for you.
Yes.
I mean, I was getting real graphic and real specific. Remember your conversation with Ginger about how you pee and where pee comes from?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's very much like, I'm like, so what, you just like squat on it and like bounce up and down? Okay. She doesn't listen to this episode. She said, no, that's not how it works. Anyways. Okay. I guess there's just one more. Luke got heated over Jesse's demeanor. Are you team Jesse or team Luke?
I mean, I'm team Luke right now for sure.
Yeah, it's hard because you can't be team Jesse. Although he was defending his wife up until he put his hand up in her face. Team Luke, I've been very supportive of Luke. Although ever since you said that, it's been in my head. And then I read that article about the land and
the
comments made.
It's just interesting. Like, it's just something to like hold in, you know, the back pocket.
I am not giving myself 100%. I'm going to hold a little bit of, you know what? We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
totally.
See. I mean, it has been quite a while
I feel like everyone has something like to go on to reality. Like I was just thinking, I was driving and like, you know, like when you like cringe at things that you've done in the past and you're just like, oh my God, like if anyone ever came forward to say some of the things that I did, I would be done for. Like it not like that, like I would be canceled, but, Ronnie and I recorded a Patreon earlier and I was listening to like 90s music and that song Angel of Mine from Monica came on. You know what I used to do? I used to write boys like letters, like, you know, cause like I was like stuck in my room all the time with Ron and Diane. And so I would write letters and I would like quote music as if it were my words. Like if anyone ever pulled out a letter and uploaded it onto the internet, the things I used to say, like the quotes that I would steal, like I would absolutely die. Like know I did that.
What you're saying is you would have made a great addition to the Tom and Ariana stage show where they read their old journals aloud. You could have read, remember Sandoval had song lyrics too, but they were his own, to his credit. They weren't plagiarized like yours.
Yeah. I can't.
Angel of
mine. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure I was like, I see you looking at me. Like, I mean, I literally was blushing in the car driving home going, oh my God, Holly. Like,
I think I've definitely written some lyrics. I've definitely made some mixtapes.
Oh my gosh.
That have been heard. Granted, it's, the horrifying, when you're that horrifying age.
Yes. But. Well, like, I did it up until, like, a very, like, late, like, it was, like for sure, Chad got a mixtape on his car, on his Camaro, and an embarrassing letter. Like, and he probably has it somewhere. I should find it, but.
Just thinking about the Camaro I had. I forgot Chad had one too. Did he? I had the T-tops, which was
he had a T-top.
I think that, I remember we had that.
But his was more embarrassing because it was like, it wasn't like a cool one. It was like a new one. Like, not saying that there's anything wrong with the new ones, but the first time I ever saw him driving it, I was like, is this your mom's car? And he's like, no, he thought it was so cool. Like he was like showing off. And I literally thought it was his mom's car. So that was awkward. Poor Chad.
I mean, I'd like it now, the old one, because it's so like, it's like Jax, you know?
Yeah.
But like at the time, it was just an old Camaro. There wasn't like the new, like it wasn't I mean, I guess it was because all the guys were like, could I drive your car? But I liked my Escort better.
I remember in like, I want to say it was like 1989 or something. And one of my cousins got a bright blue, like that, you know, blue that was really in the 80s, like a Camaro. And it was so freaking cool. I was like, that's the car I want. I want that. Like, I'm going to get that car. And like, I had the Barbie Vet, like the Barbie Corvette, you know, like I was really in, like, I was like, this is it. I want it. But I ended up with a red Beetle.
All right. Anything else going on? We're going to transition into Vanderpump Villa on Patreon, you guys. So please go. Oh, we have to announce the giveaway.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, we're going to post in Patreon a giveaway drawing for the Bic Easy Rinse razors that Ariana is representing. And we have, would you say, like 20 women's and 20 men's to give away?
Yes, yes. Shout out to Bic for sending us that and like connecting us with this whole campaign that Ariana is doing. Like their support of our podcast has been so amazing. And if you guys haven't seen the reel that Ariana, that they posted of Ariana today, it's really stinking funny. Like just give it a watch. It's on our Instagram. Check it out. It's really cute.
Yeah, so we'll be giving those away in Patreon. If you haven't gone over there, go over there. It's only $3 a month. There's, I mean, already it's only what the 8th of April. We've already posted several things in that group, and there'll be more to come this month. We put a lot of our like parties we go to, the Vanderpump related parties we go to. We put extra stuff in there, pictures, videos, secrets. We do other shows in there. We'll be covering what looks like Vanderpump Villa. Now I did see they released episodes 4 through 6 today. So
I started episode 4, like right before we started doing this. And I'm like, I texted Sarah. I was like, let's go. Like I need to get this out of me.
Cause I want to see what happens with Eric.
Yes. And then, Ronnie and I just recorded a Patreon that you can find in there as well. And I can't, like, I uploaded, like, right before we started, Sarah, and I put where Ronnie's, like, helping us, like, do a little sticker, and she put, like, the, like, 4 design choices and asked if people could vote on it, and people are, like, going off in there. So if you want to see those and see what you want to vote for, let us know. That's in Patreon. It's only $3 a month. Go check it out.
All right. So we'll see you over there.
Okay, bye.
Bye.